Welcome to Your Space Journey, where we venture into the future of space exploration and the incredible leaders who are taking us there. Here's your host, Chuck Fields.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me today for Your Space Journey. We're going to go a little bit off our normal track and visit with Martha Davis. Now, Martha is the singer-songwriter of The Motels. They were a famous band. They have achieved gold record status in the 80s with two top 10 singles, Only the Lonely and Suddenly Last Summer. As a matter of fact, their most recent album, Last Few Beautiful Days, was a nominee as Best Album for 2019 by the Independent Music Awards. But one little fact that you might not know is that Martha Davis is a huge space fan. I had the pleasure of meeting her at a backstage, actually, at a concert in Indianapolis just this past February, before all this COVID-19 stuff started. And we talked about her interest in space, of course, her music, but we also found out she has a new upcoming space-themed album coming out called Escape from Planet Earth. So anyway, just sit back, relax, enjoy my conversation with Martha, and find out how she feels about space exploration.
This is the story of a boy who is very sensitive to lights and sounds. So he built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. The boy didn't like looking people in the eye. It made him feel uncomfortable. One day, he found out he had something called autism. His family got him help. And slowly, he learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Your space journey.
Martha, thank you so much for joining me again. Appreciate
it. My pleasure. Always fun.
It's been several months. And when we last talked, you were getting ready to embark on this wonderful tour that you've been on. And here we are. We're a couple hours before your show. How's the tour going?
Well, this is a different tour than last year, but I kind of like this one better because last year we came out and did like three songs. Yes. This time we're doing an hour.
That's awesome.
So, and then we're headlining, and it's a Live Nation tour, and it's lovely.
I know you're obviously doing the old hits,
yeah.
You know, but you also, your new album that I love, you know, Last Few Beautiful Days, we talked about that too.
Yeah.
You're doing, what are some of your songs?
A couple of the new songs, but we're actually doing a lot of, we're paying attention to Careful, because it's 40 years old this year.
Okay,
so
wow.
The second album, Careful,
yeah,
became 40 this year, so we're giving it a little chunk of, like, Careful time in there.
Excellent.
And, yeah. And we got, like, three of the brand new songs, and then a lot of Careful, and then just smattering of everything else, you know.
Well, that was great. And again, I still love your new album. I love the song Lucky Stars.
Because
of my space interest. And we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
One thing I'm just curious here, because here we are, we're a couple hours before your show. Like, what's a day like when you're getting ready to perform? I mean, now you've done it many times, but do you have a ritual that you do?
I'm not a very ritualistic person. I'm kind of getting more so in my old age. I mean, literally, the only thing I did on a regular basis for years was smoke cigarettes. You know, I'd have a cigarette when I woke. Now I don't smoke anymore.
So I heard, yeah, 3 years you've been on those. That's awesome.
So now I don't even do that. I mean, every day is a new day, and Lord knows what's going to happen.
That is true.
Is a good way to be if you're going to be on the road, because you never do know what's going to happen. If your flight's going to be there on time, if, like, last night I got here at 10:30 at night. The other guys got in earlier, and somebody had taken my suitcase instead of there. You know, there was a mix-up with the suitcase, so I had to wait until he came back with my suitcase.
That's good. But, so you got it back. Happy ending, at least.
Yeah. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. I remember another luggage thing was we were. Actually, it might have been the Careful album we were touring back in the day, and the luggage came out, and Tim McGovern was in the band then. I think it was his suitcase came out, and it literally looked like a shark had torn it open.
Really?
It was like
completely
gutted, and stuff was hanging out of it. And strangely enough, we were on the same flight as ZZ Top, and looked at it, and he just went, "I suppose they thought you weren't going to notice that."
Yeah, right.
Which is hilarious, because really, what did they think? So, yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of it. You never know what's going to happen live. That's why it's always fun to, you know, when people ask if you get sick of playing the same songs. We may have talked about this before. You can't, because it's always different. It's a different audience. It's a different venue.
Yeah.
There's probably people there who've never heard these songs before.
That's true.
Know, but
see, that to me is a true performer because you realize that, you know. And
well, you must, like, if you can, you have to be aware of, you know, what you've got to pick up on what the room is telling you. And sometimes they're bored. Sometimes they came to see you. Sometimes they didn't. Well, it was the new thing that I just found out NPR was talking about, Nunchi, which is the Korean method. It's a way of life in Korea. It's called Nunchi.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves reading a room, like being aware of around your surroundings, which
really?
You would think is really basic for a human.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably these not. Days, not a lot of people pay attention to, like, what another person is feeling. Or, you know, like,
probably because their head's buried in their phone.
Exactly. Yeah. We're so wrapped up in ourselves or our phones or whatever. But the idea of just paying attention and trying to feel what other people are feeling, and especially it's, you know, one on one, you can go, oh, you're having a bad day. But if you're in a room full of people, there's a feeling to that room.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that you can pick up. And apparently in Korea, they train themselves from young people to
really?
Be aware of this. So.
When did you first kind of find out about that? That's really interesting.
Just the other day on NPR, they were talking about it. A gal has written a new book, so everybody study their Nunchi. And because
nice.
We all know people that have absolutely no Nunchi going on. You know, like they walk in and they have, or, you know, wherever they are, they can...
That's probably me half the time right now. I'm going to have to look at a Nunchi for sure. One thing we talked about too is Remarkable Records, your mm-hmm. label. I just want to see how that's going, because I don't know how you're juggling all these things, because you're always learning and you're touring a lot. I mean, this is a new winter tour now, but you also had Remarkable Records starting up. How's that going?
And I have to make sure my chicken that lives in the kitchen, when I put her food down, I don't leave it down so the dogs don't come eat her food.
You really have a chicken?
Yeah, Ruthie. She lives in the kitchen.
So cool.
She's so wonderful. She's one of those Polish yard chickens with big hairdos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a whole nother story. But Remarkable Records has given birth to its first release.
Yay.
The brand new album is The Last Few Beautiful Days is now vinylized.
That's so awesome.
So it is here tonight. I should hook you up with a copy. You're gonna stay for the show, right?
I'd love to stay for the show. That'd
you
be
better
awesome.
Stay for the show.
Yeah, no, because I've never seen you perform before. So
what?
I know. What's my problem?
Okay, I hate people that toot their own horn, but I'm gonna have to do it right now because I read something on Facebook.
Oh, no.
There was somebody put up a live version of us doing Suddenly Last Summer, and it's just a long shot. It's very kind of boring, but there was like 11,000 people looked at it, and I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But then some guy wrote, the Motels are criminally underrated.
And, I would agree with that.
And as just a fan of my band, I 100% agree. This band is like the best band I've ever seen. And my favorite part of the show is when they just start going crazy and I hop off stage and just watch them for a while.
Oh my god,
they're so good.
Well, I think it's great. And again, your tour's still going strong. It's themotels.com. They can see all the tour dates.
Yep.
I do want to switch gears for a second, because one thing that impressed me too is how you did the children's music.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Uh-huh. And we talked about, and by the way, did you know that Indianapolis is home to the world's largest children's museum?
Really?
Yes, the world's largest.
Hello.
Right down the street from here. You have to
I
check
need
that
to
out
know this.
Time.
We need to bring Phineas T. Rabbit.
Exactly. Let's talk about Phineas T. Rabbit, my favorite rabbit in the universe, not only because he's an astrophysicist, but because I love how he loves about black holes. But for our audience who hasn't heard about Phineas T. Rabbit, tell us about him.
Phineas T. Rabbit is a little bunny that was found by a magician. This is a story, kids, so like I'm making this all up in my noodle. Was found by this magician, the great Marveloso, and out in his backyard, just a little tiny shivery bunny, his mom and brothers and sisters, who knows what had happened, but the magician takes him in and raises him, and it turns out this rabbit is just a born scientist, and he becomes an astrophysicist, builds his own spaceship, and goes off in search of a black hole, which he finds and enters, and then you have to wait and get the story, and the song that goes with it. Which is not going to be released just yet because...
Oh, the suspense.
I know. I take forever to do things. So the first record that's been released is The Last Few Beautiful Days. So that one's out now. The next one that's coming up is just getting mastered by the great Craig Anderton.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that is the I Have My Standards jazz album.
The jazz album, yeah.
So that's finally, that's my next release. Phineas will get in there somewhere. And also we started on our new record, which... I'm very excited about.
Do tell.
It's another space mission.
No.
Yes. Yes, it's called Escape from Planet Earth. It involves solar sailing, which now we're doing.
We're doing it.
Well, not only are we doing it, but we're doing it with lasers and not solar winds. Have you read about this?
I have heard about that.
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Okay, so, well, you just opened up my topic with Eric, because, you know, space, I'm Mr. Spacey, spacehead, spaced out, whatever.
Yep.
That's exciting. And that's coming out when? You're still working
well,
on it.
Well, literally, Marty came down from Seattle. Nick flew up in December. We spent about 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks, and basically wrote that this is how I'm envisioning this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two album set.
Yeah.
The first record is going to have two sides, of course. One side is going to be terrestrial. Ooh. And the second side is celestial. So after you're leaving Earth, the whole second side of the record is
nice.
And then the second record is going to be all instrumental. Because I love music.
You do.
So
you're so creative.
And it's going to cut down on my lyric writing, which has never been a problem. but I love instrumental, you know, love that kind of stuff. And why not? I got a record company.
Oh, you are so creative. It just amazes me how much you keep going.
Because this
inspiration.
Is the stuff
you really
that, well, it's the stuff that makes life not just livable, but just joy.
Yeah.
You know, it's joy. It's pure joy to create. It's like, and I find that with work too. I love work, even if it's the dirtiest. If I clean out the chicken poop, you know, because when you're done, it's beautiful and you've done something.
Absolutely.
And it's positive. So basically, that's what I do when I need to vent. Is I'll get busy.
Well, I tell you, you're so wise. I did want to say real quick, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I know, 69.
That's incredible, though. But you're so wise, and you're so creative. You keep going. And I just, you're running circles
around
me.
Well, it's not like it's always been, you know, just,
yeah,
you know, holly-go-lightly, you know, blazing through life with a big smile on my face. Life is life. Life kicks you around.
It sure
you have
does.
To pick yourself up again. And,
right.
you know, thank God I have these ways to purge, to get rid of some of the sadness and the mm-hmm. heartaches and stuff. And get excited about it to where it actually, like this new album, the new one that's come, you know, Escape from Planet Earth, it's called.
Yeah.
It has a happy ending, and it makes me cry.
Oh, really?
I'm one of those, like, so stupid artists that cry at my own stuff. It's like,
no, but that just says so much. You put your heart and soul into it. That's what it's about, really, right?
So, and, you know, and I am one of those sappy people that cry at, like, the sweet commercials, you know. I mean, it's like the sweet thing.
My wife does that.
Yeah. The sweet thing is really great, you know, like, make me cry. It's like, and when men cry, for some reason when men cry, I lose it. Men
I'm really trying to bring some tears on right now, but I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
They'll get us going. So
I do what it. One last question, if I may.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned, I know, awesome music, mentioned space, uh-huh. your new album coming out. Here we are. We're kind of neat. In this amazing future of space exploration, what are you excited about the most about that? Lots of things happening.
To be perfectly honest, I'm just so excited about little Voyager coming back on. I swear to God, those two, when they left, you know, when we thought that, okay, deep space, goodbye, we're going to see you, and I was just crying, because it was like, I have this old VHS that's the most beautiful. It's just them and the pictures, and it's just the classical music. There's no, and mm-hmm. it just has, and it's the most beautiful thing. And these little guys are just, it just goes to show, you know, we can get snazzy and fancy and all highfalutin, but there was just this honest exploration that was beginning to happen in the beginning. I don't know if it got political. I don't know
what happened.
When you see the joy, like you look at the old missions and you see the joy in people's faces working on these missions and like the involvement and stuff like that. And I hope that we still have that. I hope we still have that just excitement that we're not so blasé about, you
discovery.
Yeah. Because there is, I mean, there's so much at the bottom of the ocean we don't even know.
I know. Yeah, we're finding so much.
Just discovery, that's part of this paying attention, too. It's not just paying attention to your fellow man.
Right.
Pay attention to what's around you. I mean, nature is, it's staggering how extraordinary, how beautiful, how intricate, how crazy fractal chaos insanity goes on a daily basis, so we never pay attention to it, you know.
That's so true.
It's just all you have to do to like get to enjoy life is to open your eyes, open your heart, open your ears. Just like it's all here. It's quite what is it Auntie Mame said? She said, life is a banquet. Most poor sons of bitches are starving to death. You know? God bless Auntie Mame.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Martha, this is fantastic. Looking forward to your show tonight. Again,
thank
we just
you.
Want to say congratulations for the tour and the new album. We cannot wait till that comes out. And so much congratulations for Remarkable Records. I'm
thank
so happy
you.
For you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. Really, really
appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
Your space journey.
Wow, it was such an honor to meet Martha in person finally, and going backstage was just an incredible experience. I really hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as I did. It was incredible. I encourage you to check out their website, themotels.com, and check out their new music. It's incredible. Anyway, I want to thank Martha for letting me come see her backstage. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you can do us a favor and like this episode, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening, whatever podcast application, if you can rate us there, we'd really appreciate it. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time. God bless.